information we've ever heard.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and Facebook.com/Retrospect Garage Punk Radio. Hi, once again, Retrospect fans. Phil Gray here with episode 715. And I've got a lot of great garage obscurities throughout this episode, including a bunch never played on the show before. But we're starting off with a band out of LA. They're described as the punk band of the 60s, very much an influence on the Pistols and the Ramones, etc. Their debut album, released in June 1966, actually recorded April 66, an audio recording in Seattle. But this closing track on the album actually recorded 5th of March 1965 at Western Recorders in Hollywood, California. The band is the Standells. The track is Rary, but I'm playing the full-length version, which wasn't released, I believe, until the 1994 CD issue of that album. So underway with the Standells, Rary.
Yeah. from Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and that is great 60s garage. Starting off with the standouts, Rarey, the full-length version of that track. Then to a British band. Although it's from a 45 released in Sweden in 1964 on Decca. The band is The Snobs. They're a British band from Croydon in Surrey, originally known as The Apostles. They were known for wearing like a judge's wigs and buckled shoes, and were kind of popular in the London cabaret circuit. Their first single was somewhat of a hit in Sweden, so they toured Sweden, Denmark, and Scandinavia before returning to London and, well, breaking up. So from the Decca 45 from 1964, we had the B-side, a track called Ding Dong, which is a cover of Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys track Giddy Up a Ding Dong, the A-side, interestingly, cover of Presley's Heartbreak Hotel. And we wrapped that set of three with The Flares. Now, this is an obscure band. Track is Forever, which is the A-side of a 45 from 1965 on a label called Lander, which is out of Philadelphia. The Flares with Forever. This podcast is a labour of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY. Cheers. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show. Here's one from a band from Abita Springs in Louisiana, I believe. They're called The Tyrannies. The track is off a promo styrene, so acetate, 7-inch 45, released on a label called Watch Records. Released 1965, this is The Tyrannies with She's a Queen.
People always tell me, all night and day, that I shouldn't let her.
But they're not as bad as that.
Retrospect.
She was born on the night of the full moon. Everyone said beware. I said mind your own business, man. She's learn to read and write. I don't go, oh Lord, to start trouble or fight. I go to school, and what do I hear? Teachers telling me I gotta cut my hair. Tell me why.
Pete Townsend of The Who. I just want to say that the United States Air Force is a great place to be, a great place to learn a space-age skill and serve your country too. The Aerospace Team, that's where all the breakthroughs are. See your United States Air Force recruiter. Find out how you too can fly the skies, reach for the moon, touch the stars in the United States Air Force.
Don't y'all fading off.
And that is a long set of US Garage, which we kicked off with the Tyrannies, She's a Queen. Then a band out of Concord, New Hampshire. Two sets of brothers, Mike and Bucky Foley and Wayne and Gary Brockney. And one Jimmy Audette, who was known as Jay Goon. They're 1:45 as Jay Goon and the Belvederes. Released on Fleetwood Records. We took the B-side called Beware. Followed them up with The Acoustics. Another band, very little information about them. We had the A-side of a 6745 on Canal Town Records. The Acoustics from a place called Palmyra, New York. As were the band that followed them up, The Street Corners. Two bands, which I have no information about, but The Street Corners, of course, with a cover of The Who's My Generation. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, it's time for Global Garage, and this week I've decided to focus on Latin America and Spain, starting off with Spanish band Los Pepes. This one's actually from a 2016 re-released 4-track EP called Por Favor. Here's the title track. Garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Latino Garage, starting off in Spain with Los Pepes, Por Favor, then to Colombia for Los Streaks, out of Bogota, very short existence. 1966, they got to record an LP on the Discos Zeta label called Operación Agogo, Una Idea Descapelada, or Operation Agogo, A Crazy Idea. Los Streaks with Cosmos 901, followed them up with Los Temerarios, from an LP called A Go-Go Con Los Temerarios, 1966 release, which included tracks such as Misaloo and Gloria. We had a track called Hala Hala.
This guy, go back to his old shows.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
More Latino garage. We move now to Mexico for Los Rios, an LP released in 1966 on a label called ECO. This track also the A-side of a single released on Peerless in 1965. This is Los Rios with Bajate, Dime Nube.
Aquí. diferente. Y pronto debe ir mi nuevo amor que durará eternamente. Y en esta nube ya sin ti podré vivir con ella al fin alegremente.
I'm here with my friend Phil Gray in Mexicali, Baja California, in Urbana Brewing Company. We are here drinking beer and having a nice conversation about beers and food and traveling. So I want you say you guys have a good day and keep drinking good beer.
Retrospect.
Verte pasar, me tuve a pensar que no puedo aguantar de invitarte a bailar. Si me dices que no, mi locura vendrá. Dime pronto que sí, no me hace gritar. Y al verte pasar, me tuve a pensar que no puedo aguantar de invitarte a bailar. Si me dices que no, mi locura vendrá. Dime pronto que sí.
Nation, look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation, it's just people walking around killing each other.
Retrospect.
Se agradece la atención, pero es que me haces chicharrón.
Yes, Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. This is episode 715, and I'm going to remind you, many, many back episodes, nearly 200 available on most podcast platforms. So if you're enjoying this show, go and check out the back catalogue. And wherever you get your podcasts, if there's an opportunity for you to rate and review this show, please do that as well. So we had tracks out of Mexico. We started off with Los Rios, Bajate de Menube, the Stones, Get Off My Cloud. Then Los Cuatro Brillantes, the Brilliant Four, one of the earliest rock bands out of Uruguay. Founded in 1963, they were together through to 1968, released an album self-titled in 1966, released on CBS in Mexico. Los Cuatro Brillantes, we had Me Haces Saltar, this band of mixed Mexican and Uruguayan origin. The third band, definitely out of Mexico, they are called Los Esclavos. Four-track EP released on RCA Victor in 1964 called Sueltame. We took the title track of that EP from Los Esclavos.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
We're moving back to New Zealand now with the band Grim Limited out of Palmerston North in the lower North Island of New Zealand. Brilliant reader release from 2 or 3 years ago, live at a club in Palmerston North. From that release, here's their take on Substitute.
But I'm a substitute for another guy. in touch people, the people who own London. They have fun, they have style, they're in touch. They start the trends, they pick the places, they make the shows. This is their handbook, London Life. This week, London Life gives a cool survey of what makes the cool scene. If your face fits, you could win a holiday in Hawaii. Every week, London Life keeps you in touch with dating, drinking, dancing, drama. Get in touch with London Life, the handbook for in-touch people. Out now.
It's a band out of New Jersey, fronted by Russ Galzo. His brother and cousin both also in the band. At the time, Russ was the oldest band member at 19, other band members as young as 15 years old. The Hallmarks, Stop, Stop, Keep Out. Bringing us to the end of this week's Retrospect, thanks for being part of the show. Thanks especially to those of you who have chosen to buy me a coffee or a beer. You can find the link to do that on pretty much every social post. Give us a like or follow on Facebook and Insta. You'll also find me sometimes on TikTok and Blue Sky. You're welcome to message me. You're welcome to review the show. You're welcome to suggest themes for the show. More than happy to hear from you wherever you are. Wrapping with an instrumental, this one's a B-side from a 45 from 1964 on a label called Breakout. The band is called the Darvons. Originally the Surf Tones, very much a surf band. Darvons, D-A-R space, V-O-N-S, formatted in all sorts of different ways throughout their lives. They changed the names to the Darvons because there was a band existing called Dave Myers and the Surf Tones. So a four-piece surf rock band out of Oxnard, California. This is the Darvons with the B-side of this 45. This is Hot Pepperoni. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Thank you.
with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Was not a great job. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the fourth and final single from Friday Child in the Lost Congregation's forthcoming album, Broken Home, Volume 1. The new single, Quit You, explores the struggle of breaking free from an unhealthy relationship that takes hold like an addiction. It captures the cycle of wanting, clarity, relapse, and the quiet resolve to keep trying to walk away, knowing it's the healthier choice. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website, or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quit You by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tried to quit you. It's kind of funny, 'cause you're not even mine. Never thought of myself as an addict before. No one labels you sick, they just call you a whore. It's not love that's the trouble, it's want.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Monday. When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.